Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 now on a Monday morning and 40 degrees. The White House remains confident that President Trump's veto will stick. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
The White House is not the least bit concerned about that effort, simply because at this point, the votes are not there. Here's Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney on Fox News Sunday.
Will you beat the override?
Yes, sir. In the House? Oh, yeah, it doesn't have a chance.
No chance?
No chance.
So the president's veto will be sustained?
It will be upheld in the House and won't have to go back to the Senate.
It was the first veto of President Trump's presidency. It followed a joint resolution by Congress to block the president's national emergency declaration for border wall funding.
At least one person has died and two others missing in floodwaters that have swamped towns and farmland, washed out roads and bridges, and drowned livestock in Nebraska.
A 50-year-old man from Columbus, Nebraska, was driving his tractor to rescue stranded motorists on a county road cut off by flooding Thursday when a bridge he was crossing collapsed. James Wilkes' body was found downstream. Officials in another part of Nebraska say a Norfolk man was seen on top of his flooded car late Thursday before being swept away in the water, and another man is missing after being swept away by waters when a dam collapsed. The flooding has developed in the wake of a late winter storm that overwhelmed rivers and creeks with rain and snowmelt. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A lawsuit filed by a former Wichita police officer alleging she was discriminated against has been dismissed by a federal judge.
Tiffany Dahlquist was suing the city and two Wichita police officers, saying that she was treated differently due to her gender after a teenager reported she had hit the girl's car and failed to stop. The incident allegedly happened in September 2016. The Wichita Eagle reports Dahlquist denied sideswiping the girl's car and wasn't charged due to a lack of evidence. Dahlquist was fired in February 2017, but she was reinstated after 4 days. She later resigned, saying that her work environment had become hostile after published reports alleged that the department covered up details of the collision. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man in Hutchinson has been sentenced to life in prison for shooting a sleeping man.
Judge Tim Chambers sentenced 35-year-old Quentin Moore Friday afternoon in a Reno County courtroom. Moore was convicted of shooting 42-year-old Clarence D. Allen multiple times while he slept in his bed at a 1700 block of East 30th in Hutchinson. Moore admitted to shooting Allen, who had been his on-again, off-again roommate. He won't be eligible for parole for 51 and a half years. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
With recent changes in the tax law, many people have been surprised with an unexpected tax bill. Michael Devine with the Internal Revenue Service says to find out what you need to have withheld, use the withholding calculator at IRS.gov.
It's simple to do, and I can tell you that last year I went back and checked when did I update my W-4? When I got hired 14 years ago. So it's one of those things that's easy to forget. But if you haven't done a new W-4 or at least done a paycheck checkup, you really need to do that so that you know your taxes being withheld are what you want them to be.
When you've used the calculator, you'll need to inform your payroll representative of any changes you want to be made.
Does yoga have anything to do with religion? Well, folks in one Georgia school district will find out soon. Because of a lawsuit.
The Cobb County school system sued by a former assistant principal after she introduced yoga in class during the 2014 school year. Bonnie Cole said it was a way to reduce stress for the children. Some parents didn't agree and began complaining about the practice, even holding prayer outside her office, laying hands on her class windows. The school system said there was no religious motivation behind it, but transferred Cole to another school. She is now suing for damages, including back pay, lost benefits, and legal fees and costs. Leslie Lotto, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
We're seeing just a few high clouds in south central Kansas this morning. Mostly sunny today with a high near 60. Tonight's going to be cloudy and cool, our low 41. Then scattered showers arrive tomorrow afternoon. Tuesday's high 59. Rain will move out Tuesday night. Then breezy and 56 for the high on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 40 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. Monday, March 18th, on March 18th, 1968, Ted. Oh, I was a senior in high school. Just about the school year about to end. The Bee Gees made their first U.S. television debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. The brothers sang To Love Somebody and Words. And this was 1968, and, you know, they went along, had a nice career, and then in 1977 kind of went over the top.
Yeah, they just
with Saturday Night Fever
just went nuts.
I mean, they were a nice group until then, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
They were huge. The Bee Gees.
Still a great sound 50 years later.
Yep. Good music. Well, when fans at a ballpark spot a T-shirt gun, they see it as a chance to snare a souvenir, right? But corrections officials in Oklahoma say a woman saw the same device as a chance to get contraband to inmates. State Department of Corrections says the woman used a T-shirt gun to launch guns, cell phones, and other banned items over a prison fence last week.
Oh, boy.
Prison authorities saw the projectile, followed the car from which it came, arrested a woman identified as Carrie Jo Hickman. Inside her vehicle, authorities found the shirt launcher and another package. A Tulsa TV station reports the container that made it over the fence had cell phones, earbuds, phone chargers, methamphetamine, digital scales, tobacco, and
care
marijuana.
Package.
A little care package for the guys inside.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, but they caught her. Doggone it. I wondered about those guns.
You know, my favorite launch of a T-shirt gun is always the one that doesn't work right. It hits like a mezzanine. It bounces back onto the floor.
The ricochets?
Yeah. Basically, ones that don't ever make it to the crowd, but you see people almost falling over things to try and get at the T-shirt. Those are my favorites.
Are they going to have a T-shirt gun at the new stadium? Probably will.
Every athletic event seems to have
a T-shirt gun.
Yeah,
I'd like
and
to
then
have
people
one
in the stands act like they're shooting a gold bar out of
I know
the thing. They just act like this is the I have to have this.
They go crazy,
this
don't they?
Cheap T-shirt that it took 30 cents for someone to make. People just
probably
go
won't
absolutely
fit you.
Bonkers. Yeah, they're all small or medium. They don't fit anyone.
Wishes us love T-shirts. I got so many I don't know what to do with them. I'm going to have to give some to charity, I guess. Police in Tennessee say an 11-year-old boy now faces a murder charge after a teenager is accused of shooting died. The Memphis Police Department says a 14-year-old boy has died after he was shot Wednesday night. Police said the teen had been hospitalized in extremely critical condition before his death. 34-year-old man was also wounded in the shooting. He's in critical but stable condition. Police are not identifying the 11-year-old. He is charged with first-degree murder, murder during a theft, and attempted murder. A judge will decide at a hearing whether the boy will be charged as an adult. 11 years old. You just got to wonder what kind of home that kid comes from. Whereas an 11-year-old, you've got a gun and you start killing people. Wow. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted. And a gentle reminder, tax filing deadline just over a month away.
No, it's less than a month
away. Less than a month. Hang on a second.
Let me correct you.
You're right.
We're counting down.
Because today's the 18th. Filing date is the 15th. So if you don't have it done, you might want to think about getting something going there. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Now, Friday was a very price bullish trading session for the cattle complex and the lean hog futures. Most all of the live cattle and lean hog futures scored new contract highs. Most of the feeder cattle made new highs for the week, and a few made new contract highs. And there were 9 straight contracts in lean hog futures that closed up the $3 limit. Lean hog daily limits will expand today to $4.50. On the close Friday, April live cattle, $1.70 higher, $129.10. April feeders up $2.27 at $146.92. And April lean hogs up the $3 limit at $68.80. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures Friday all ended the week closing positive, and most contracts made new highs for the week. Now, the Commitment of Traders report as of last Tuesday showed funds are net short 49,000 contracts of Kansas City wheat, 258,000 of corn, both at record levels. They are also short 72,000 Chicago wheat contracts and 90,000 soybean contracts. Now, last week, the May KC wheat gained 12 cents for the week, May corn gained 9 cents, and May soybeans gained 14 cents for the week. At the moment, May KC wheat's a penny and a half lower at 441 and a half. May corn's unchanged at 373 and a quarter. May soybeans 2¾ cents lower at 906 and a half. April crude oil 1 penny higher at 58.53. April gold up $2.70 at 1305.60. The June S&P 3¼ points higher at 2833. The June dollar index 21 cents lower at 95.84. And June Dow Jones futures 27 points lower at 25,869. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
We've seen some really nasty flooding up in Nebraska over the weekend.
It's very bad up there.
Yeah.
Parts of the Dakotas and even into Iowa.
Not a good time of year it's never a good time of year for flooding, but I'm sure that didn't help the crop situation at all.
And that flooding's going to get worse. They're looking for more rain. They're looking for more snow melt. The Missouri's out of its banks, and they will be emptying into the Mississippi, causing flooding there eventually.
Does this have an impact on commodities prices?
It will eventually, and I do think the market's starting to look at it a little bit, because what you're looking at, Steve, is a good possibility of delayed plantings in some of those areas.
Oh, yeah. That could put it off for a while.
Yes.
So we're supposed to get some rain here in south-central Kansas, but maybe not enough to make a bit. I'm sure we're not going to have flooding like that.
Let's hope not.
All right. St. Patrick's Day yesterday. Did you celebrate? I know you're an Irish guy, right?
I think I'm probably a little bit more German than Welsh than I am Irish.
Most people are.
I did celebrate by fertilizing my lawn.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, green lawn. Get it?
Nice.
Okay.
That's right. Exactly.
Very good. Well, thanks.
Driving out the snakes, fertilizing the lawn. Yeah. It's all good.
That's right.
Yeah. Of course, the Turner Classic Movies yesterday, all day long they had Irish-themed movies. And last night they showed one of my favorites, The Quiet Man.
Mm-hmm.
With John Wayne and others, and my wife said she doesn't like the movie, she doesn't like the Irish. You believe that?
I watched the first half hour.
I did too. I love that movie.
Yep.
That's where she and I disagree. She doesn't like Irish. I like Irish. I like Ireland. I like everything about Ireland. But she's Greek, so, you know, they're kind of stubborn. What am I, stereotyping everybody today? I guess I am, aren't I? I better shut up. Better shut up.
Yeah, does she sit and watch Zorba the Greek every time that's on?
No. No, she doesn't. All right, thank you, guys. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker. New tax law, winners and losers. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.